This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Team USA men's hockey got a pair of goals from Warroad's Brock Nelson and whipped Latvia yesterday 5-1 in the opening prelim game at the Winter Olympics in Italy. While defenseman Quinn Hughes had an assist, the Americans will now take on Denmark tomorrow in another prelim pool play game. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's team has a quarterfinal matchup today against host country Italy. Minnesotan Jesse Diggins won a bronze medal in the 10-kilometer freestyle cross-country event yesterday. The Golden Gopher women's basketball team has now won 7 straight after beating Nebraska last night at Williams Arena 84-67. The Gophers raced to a 21-point second quarter lead on very hot shooting. Amaya Battle led the way for Minnesota with 21 points on the night, and she loved the fast start.
You could throw anything up there and it'd go in. The basket was huge. And I think also on defense, we were flying around. And we were kind of taking them out of their stuff. And I think we did a decent job not letting them get so many second chance opportunities on offense. But yeah, I think our defense was really well, and that kind of just fueled our offense and we were hitting shots.
The Gophers improved to 19-6 overall and 10-4 in the Big Ten. They'll visit Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. The St. Thomas men's team was upset on the road last night at Omaha, that final 98-94. The Gopher baseball team will open its season tonight in Florida, taking on Stetson. Spring training continues in Florida for the Minnesota Twins, as most of the team is getting ready for the Grapefruit League, which starts next week, and eventually the regular season, which starts next month. Several Twins also have an eye on next month's World Baseball Classic. Minnesota ace pitcher Pablo Lopez will represent his native Venezuela.
It's an incredible honor. It makes my 10, 11, 12-year-old like extremely proud because, like, okay, fine, when I was that age, I didn't get to make the Venezuela team, but now at the elite level, I'm able to do it. It makes me really proud. And then to be able to represent my country in the second edition, back-to-back 2023 and 2026, you know, I can't wait to get after it.
This is MNN Sports.